an honor to be able to address you at such an occasion with my friend and colleague, Dr. Moshe Mandler. I will be forthcoming and practical in what I share with you this evening. The situation has not been easy for all of us. The conflict that has witnessed the tragic deaths and injuries of thousands of innocent Israeli and Palestinian civilians continues. The Palestine Red Crescent and Israeli Magen David emergency and relief teams are working to save the lives of all in need. Yet, it continues to be a very difficult and stressful environment. The death and injury of many of our medical team members have been especially difficult to cope with, but we have and will overcome obstacles as they come. With the support of many nations and Red Crescent and cross societies worldwide, the Palestine Red Crescent teams have been able to deliver emergency care to over 20,000 injured and hundreds of besieged families and isolated communities. We work with ICRC and IFRC teams to bring food and medicine to over 650 towns and villages. Our teams face daily difficulties in accessing the sick and wounded. Occupation, curfew, and repeated attacks, but they keep on trying. We will continue to work to preserve human life with dignity. Our work is not simply about clinical interventions. It must be enveloped in layers that address the need for human dignity, justice, democracy, and fundamental respect for all life and the environment that sustains it. Our humanitarian activities have been made harder because our integrity has been questioned. The disinformation and slander campaign waged by the Israeli army against the thousands of dedicated volunteers and health professionals has only increased our determination and commitment to the highest principles of care and humanity. Isolated incidents of abuse and well-fabricated stories have circulated in much of the press. I have written to newspapers in Canada to address these issues. Some have responded by visiting us and providing subsequent coverage of the true human face of our volunteers and staff. The Red Crescent does not have the network or resources to counter these powerful lobbies. It sadly seems that purposes of many are served when everything Palestinian is portrayed as negative, indeed evil. But the truth will emerge, it always does, sooner or later. During the toughest times of this past March and April, as Red Crescent medical and relief teams were coping with a major national disaster brought about by a total and brutal military invasion, many of you came to our assistance. This we shall never forget. At the most acute phases of conflict, we are all challenged to our absolute physical and mental limits. It is precisely that these moments that we must resist the pressures and lobbies of national or international interest groups that aim to hijack our humanitarian agendas. We believe that actions speak louder than words. We simply go on with our humanitarian mission, offering our services to all in need. We believe that victims of this conflict deserve our fullest attention, regardless of what may be deemed politically correct for the era. We reject the portrayal of injured combatants and their families as evil entities not worthy of medical care or relief. We have been accused of transporting terrorists simply because an ambulance team has provided care to an injured policeman or Palestinian security officer. To further the insult, we have been told it is our fault that the army treats us that way. How history repeats itself, blame the victim for the crime. Permit me to share with you some of my thinking and vision for the future in our region and perhaps globally. The attacks of September 11 and subsequent and never-ending wars and war scenarios for our region prove to us that we can no longer cocoon ourselves in our perfect worlds and pretend that detachment from the human suffering in much of the globe is not our business. We share both an individual and collective responsibility to effect change in the world. This must entail sacrifice. We must learn to share our resources better and work to address the imbalance in health and wealth worldwide. To do otherwise endangers the very principles we stand for in the Red Cross Crescent Movement. Friends, it is precisely at times like these that we must be vocal and active. While focusing on our values of promoting human dignity and justice, sanctity of all life, and basic human and global rights, we must carry these messages to our respective leaders. The time has come to speak in clear and unambiguous terms against injustices caused by strategic interests adopted by many wealthy nations. At the Red Crescent, we are determined to continue to provide for the victims, for those in need of medical care, food, water, and shelter. We will do this with the resources we have, and we do it with pride. To our Israeli neighbors and colleagues, I say, you have nothing to fear from the Red Crescent. I appeal to you to distance your policies and statements from those of government politics and agenda, and work with us to show our peoples a ray of hope for the future. I appeal to the international community to speak out against acts of violence and terror, whether perpetrated by suicide bombers or soldiers in uniform. If justice is to be served, then both those accountable for sending regular armies that terrorize entire cities and those targeting civilians must be prosecuted. Let us face the ugly realities of occupation, illegal settlements, confiscation of land, collective punishment, and the apartheid system Palestinians are subjected to. Yes, we will have peace in Palestine and in Israel. Yes, our children will learn to live together and accept one another. This is not something we simply hope for, but something we work actively to achieve in our community. I extend an invitation to all of you to visit us, see us work, get to know us, and build links that can be a foundation for future partnerships in which we all learn from one another. Let me end by quoting Archbishop Desmond Tutu, "My humanity is bound up in yours, for we can only be human together." Thank you.